Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
One group in Massachusetts who won't be voting today on this Super Tuesday presidential primary is people who are in prison. For the past two decades, Massachusetts has been among the states that denies the incarcerated the right to vote. But a few inmates will get to indirectly influence the election, thanks to some prisoner advocates and a few Massachusetts residents willing to give up their votes. WBUR's Quincy Walters explains.
It's the day of a Democratic debate. At the medium security prison in Norfolk, Kyle Bryant is trying to encourage fellow inmates to watch.
It's hard. They believe all politicians lie, and they all make fake promises.
Debate watching is just one way Bryant is trying to get others in prison to think about voting.
I have to educate them from the ground up, and then I have to also go into the background of each candidate to let them see how each candidate is trying to make a difference.
Bryant is signing people in prison up for an initiative that gives them a chance to take part in the election. The program Donate Your Vote pairs incarcerated people with people on the outside who agree to vote for whomever their incarcerated partner chooses. One of the organizers is Hadejay Arijle with a group called the Emancipation Initiative.
People in prison had the right to vote stolen from them in the year 2000, so this is a project to creatively re-enfranchise them.
You have 1 minute left.
What does that want me to do?
So,
just make sure he's paid?
His partner has written to him, but hasn't heard back, so we just kind of want to make sure everything's okay, that he's gotten the letters.
Arijle is on the phone with Kyle Bryant, trying to work through the usual logistical challenges. One of the biggest challenges, she tells Bryant, is finding enough volunteers to give away their votes.
I wouldn't, shy away from you encouraging people to sign up, maybe with the caveat that signing up doesn't necessarily guarantee that we'll be able to match you, but obviously we'll try to.
In 2016, a few prisoners had their say at the polls. Donate Your Vote organizers say they found 26 people willing to give their votes to people in prison. In 2018, there were 140. Arijle expects not even that many this year.
It being a presidential election makes people a little bit less willing to donate their vote because people kind of value voting in the presidential elections more.
One person who's willing to let someone else choose the candidate is Eliza Mulcahy from Quincy.
To this point, I haven't felt that my vote carries much importance. But with this program, you can bring hope and power to someone who is struggling for both, and you can bring new importance to your vote.
Mulcahy's incarcerated partner was initially pulling for Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren.
She has written back to him when he's written her about getting the DNA from his conviction retested.
But after a few letter exchanges with Mulcahy, her partner decided to go with Mulcahy's preferred candidate, Bernie Sanders. Sanders seems to be a popular choice because he believes people should retain the right to vote while incarcerated. Other Democratic candidates believe people should get the right to vote after they've served their time. Here's Elizabeth Warren.
While they're still in prison, you know, there's a lot of your rights that are suspended when you're in prison. And I'm just not there on that one. Not there yet.
For us to take away the franchise is sort of like saying that a person is not even a citizen or human.
Corey Patterson is another inmate at MCI Norfolk whose preference will be registered this year. His wife is giving up her vote to cast a ballot for him. He's particularly interested in local elections that could affect prison policies.
Allow people who are most impacted by the criminal justice system to have a say in the type of reforms that are being implemented. The best way to do that is by giving us a voice.
If you're doing a sentence for taking someone's life, what about justice for them that, you know, if the victim dies, they don't have a right to vote anymore?
If it's really about for the victim or the family, then the victim or the family should have a say on whether the prisoner had the right to vote. Because there's many victims and families of victims who agree that prisoners should have the right to vote.
The victim's family in Patterson's case does not agree. He's serving a life sentence for second-degree murder. The mom of the man Patterson killed says Patterson lost his right to vote when he took her son's life. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.